Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence inquiries for the WIBR Warn Radio Network to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find the WIBR Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Linktree, and Pure Social. The Warn Radio Network is available through the following carriers on our Watchman Alert Radio Network: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. You can also listen to the shows on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. And you can find the posts for listening and downloading on our websites. Do not miss this post. Thy many gods, who shall save you? When shall it be, they ask? If thou art of God, when shall his hand strike us? We must have enough time to dance, party, and to hold session with our God. For the end is not yet, and to us there is yet day. The evil is not done, nor our ways finished. For the Lord sleeps, and his judgment waits till another day. You can read that article on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. And you can also find Steal the Darkness. It's the first book in the Steal series written by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith, in 2017. It's a Christian fiction thriller. And the second book in the series called The Rising will be released soon. So you can go to danaglennsmith.com and find out more information on reading the book. And Warn Radio is going to be putting out a newsletter. So you can go to danaglennsmith.com to sign up to get the newsletter. And the WIBR Warn Radio has been in the End of Days prophetic ministry for well over two decades. We do this through our preaching, teaching, and publishing work. We are also an advocate for the persecuted church. And this newsletter is a special segment of our informative processes to let those who are interested in being kept informed and in touch with us. And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn newsletter. And don't miss the Christian Books and Resource Shop on danaglennsmith.com. We have Christian books and other resources from our Vision Media. And remember this word: the Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. Psalm 68:11. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
The sun is still up, so that means we're not in winter.
Yes, I'm glad to be at this time of year.
Yeah, me too. I'm always glad to be at this time of year.
I just wish it wouldn't go so fast.
You know, we've been talking about that for a long time. It is amazing how fast time goes. Even when you got so much stuff going on. Well, we have a ton of stuff going
on.
Maybe
that's why it seems like it goes fast, because of all the stuff we're busy with.
Well, you've got so many things happening all the time. You have shaking going on around the world, shaking in America. You've got just every kind of thing going on right now.
And oh, you do. It's just crazy.
And, of course, with that COVID, that's a mess in a lot of areas. Now, up front, you know, this is coming up the 13th to the 15th in D.C., Washington, D.C., the International Religious Freedom Summit of 2021. And I like to bring this up because we need this kind of a summit, because there is not enough religious freedom around the world. And
that's,
you know,
true.
And we're talking about a lot of things here, because you've got the Uyghurs in
China,
who are in virtual prison. You've also have the American Hindu Foundation that is involved in this. The Conference of Catholic Bishops and Alliance Defending Freedom. And there's a number of others. The co-chairs are Senator Christopher Coons of Delaware, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, Harry Cuellar of Texas, and Christopher Smith, a rep from New Jersey. And they're going to have a lot of different speakers. And Imam Muhammad Magid from the Al-Dulles area, Dulles area. I wonder if that's the airport out there
by the
airport.
In Washington, D.C.? I don't know.
Yeah, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York. The Archbishop of America, Greek Orthodox Church. Frank Wolf, House of Representatives, Lord Dave Alton of Liverpool, and Archbishop Angelos of the Coptic. Now, see, the Coptic is really important because you get over there, in of course, Egypt, there's a lot of Coptics. And you have the Greek Orthodox Church. Now, see, there's the Assyrian. You know, there's a lot of other areas where there's a lot of stuff going on. But at any rate, we need to talk about this, you know, in a lot of places right now. Like you get over in India, it is the radical Hindus that are killing the Christians. And they're beating them up. They're doing a lot of things. Now it's COVID. They're too busy fighting COVID. But we've been covering this for a lot of years. And, of course, Pakistan is the Muslims. And so you get around the world, you find out, you know, what is going on. In China, they're virtually attacking every kind of faith. It doesn't matter. They're anti-all faith, you know. So
it sure is tragic.
It is, but we do need to talk about it. Now, one day there will be a united front of a one-world religion that will be riding the back of the beast. But right now, we do need to discuss it. We need to do something. You know, right now, Muslim groups are going through Africa. Radical Islamic fighters killing a lot of people. And you know, there are those that just say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. That's what is supposed to happen in the end of days. Well, see, yeah, you know, we see a lot of this stuff that may be going to happen, but that doesn't mean we sit on our hands. You know, we've got to get help to them. We got to try to stop it if we can. You just don't sit aside like you're a dipwit and do nothing. And that's what we have in the world today. People just sit around and they don't do anything about Africa, and it's been a mess. They don't, you know, what are you going to do about China? China's huge. I mean, they're not going to stop. North Korea, he's not going to stop, and they're in the middle of a famine right now. So what you can do is believe that God will do something on a scale supernatural that will change some things. But we're in the end of days, you know. It's not going to get better until the Lord comes. But we can work on the relief.
That's right, we can.
Now, this thing came out. We're talking about a global life-saving vaccine here. And there's a key to this. And this comes from Assist News. And the thing that makes this so interesting and is that malaria is really one of the biggest child killers in the world. And K.P. Yohannan, who's the founder of a Texas-based ministry, formerly known as Gospel for Asia, talk about how bad it is. But this is talking about the fact that there's a global life-saving vaccine, but it's not the COVID shot they're looking for. They need to have get the new trials. They're working on new trials of a new malaria vaccine, and it shows promising initial results. Well, you know, malaria, once you get that stuff sticks with you, and it's often fatal. And I didn't know it, but it claims nearly 500,000 lives around the world every year, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa.
That's amazing.
And it's humanity's most deadly infectious disease.
That's horrible. I didn't realize it was that bad.
I didn't either. And I don't know. When you look at the way things are going, And you talk about COVID, and look at how it is hitting India. And then you think that, you know, we really need a malaria. I mean, that's like 190-degree turnaround.
Yeah.
And so, at any rate, you know, and if we didn't have people that were paying attention to this stuff,
we wouldn't know anything about it.
No, we wouldn't.
They're too busy trying to destroy America.
And the reason this came up is because in the middle of a COVID pandemic, malaria popped up, and it's not going to stop. So they said it's making a comeback. You know, it doesn't go anywhere, of course. It just...
That's too bad.
It is. So malaria, you know. Now we're moving on, and we have a thing out of Iran that Tower's going to share with us.
Okay. It's comes to us from Mission News Online. And it's talking about the youth in Iran, how they've moved away from the politics and the religion. They've been disenfranchised with it. And so they're pouring their energies into other areas. And recently they've witnessed an explosion in creativity in arts, music, and above all, theater. And as Mohammed has rallied against the West, Iranian youth have sculptured and painted and wrote. And as he refused to negotiate over Iran's nuclear program, they've directed plays and made underground documentaries. And they've created an oasis of culture in a political desert. And here, I'm glad to see this, that these youth are coming out and being creative and expressing themselves and trying to turn Iran around and make something of it instead of a war station. But they also launched SAT-7, was launched in 1976, and it's an has international headquarters in Cyprus. It broadcasts Christian and educational satellite television services to the audiences of about 25 million people in the Middle East and North Africa, and they call that MENA. Its mission is to take the gospel, to make the gospel available to all in MENA, and to support the church in its life work and witness for Christ. And Sat 7 broadcasts four different 24/7 programs schedules in Arabic, Farsi, and the Turkish language. And they use multiple satellite channels and online services. So that's really exciting that they are doing that. And because these young, the very young population have become increasingly discouraged about the political and religious establishment in the country, they like this Sat 7, and Sat 7 is talking about a region where religion is often a tool to power, and those 35 and younger, which is 65% of the over 80 million population. All they've ever known is the current system as of religion as a tool to power. They don't remember the Shah. They don't remember other freedoms. So they're looking for a religion that works. They're looking for a faith that works. And they're looking for hope. And the church provides that. And these Iranian Christians often feel isolated because they're not able to meet together in large groups. And that's where this Sat 7 comes in. They provide a Christian community and access to Christian content through the satellite TV. And Rex Rogers is, I think he is the president of that, maybe. He encourages listeners to pray that Jesus would be with this isolated but growing community. So that's, we need to remember these people.
Well, we do, and as we found out many, many times, the Lord is there on the mission field. And many times it's, you know, man that isn't there quick enough.
That's right.
And who you were talking about before was Aminajad. You remember him.
Did I think I pronounced his name wrong, didn't I?
Well, probably, you know, it sounded like it, but at any rate,
Aminajad
is the one that claimed to have had a couple of visions of the Mahdi.
Yeah.
And he, I don't know, he just suddenly disappeared here, and then they got this other leader in there, so.
Yeah, you don't even hear anymore from Aminajad.
No, and they go back into obscurity, and, you know, that's the way it is. And Mission Network News is what that is.
Yeah.
And in Turkey, now this is another ministry, and it's called Bibles for the World. And they're not in Turkey, but, you know, as far as an office. But they, you know, as far as being the main headquarters, it doesn't say where their main headquarters, but this is where they're ministering at. And so this is where all this comes in at, because you were talking about the young people, 65%, and they've only known as religion as a tool to power.
Right.
Well, during the Persian New Year, the Iranians that celebrate it go to Turkey.
it's kind of funny.
And yeah, this is really, I mean, talk about every opportunity here. And so businesses in Turkey, shuttered by the pandemic, eagerly welcomed Iranian revelers. And it's usually a time of celebration, feasting, drinking, shopping, open-air concerts and other gatherings and cultural festivities. And so he's, who is it, John Puadite. Puduite is with Bibles for the World, and he said, "We saw this as an opportunity And he says that Iran has one of the fastest growing churches in the world.
Wow.
And so they're handing out Bibles. And he says most of our team were Iranian Christian refugees coming out of the camps. So, you know, they're in Turkey, you know, coming out of the camps over there. And they were eager to reach out to their fellow Iranians with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. Either they became believers while they were in Iran and realized they needed to get out from under the repressive regime, or they had met the Lord after they came out to Turkey while they've been in the refugee camps. It's very exciting to work with these people because they are so on fire to reach out to their fellow Iranians with the message of Jesus. Now see,
yeah, that's exciting to hear.
You
praise
know,
the Lord.
We see this hunger for the Word of God around the world. When, you know, from all the contacts, all the stories, everything, there's always that hunger. And we recently reported last week, I think it was, about Bibles for the Mideast, and they had 10,000 Bibles that they had distributed.
Right.
And
in the Urdu language.
Urdu, yeah, yeah. And, you know, this is amazing. You know, here we sit in America. We're almost like pagans here. But you look around and you see people that have gone through the fire that, you know, in places where Christianity is oppressed, and you'd be surprised how many people really want the Lord over there.
I know. That's exciting.
It is exciting. You know, and that's why you really lose your perspective if you're not paying attention here.
You do.
Well, you know, the thing that I look at is, look at America. You know, and you and I were talking about this today, and of course, there's been a couple of big voices praying for America, and there's been a number of other people trying to get revival and things going. I know of two or three others. Trying to get things going. But see, in America, we are so cold to this gospel.
Well, that's the truth.
And we're so opposed to biblical morality. And now we've got Joe Biden taking the remains of dead aborted babies and offering up from scientific research so we can make something out of them. Now that's a curse.
That is. It's when, like sacrificing your babies to gods.
Yeah, to Baal, just like Israel did.
That's right.
Yeah, passing their children through fire. Yeah. Yeah, this is a cursed operation. And Biden and those who are with him are knuckleheads. And, of course, the one up there, the one profane minister that's up there, Warnock, you know, he thinks that aborting babies is a gift from God. And this dipwit doesn't know, law on this.
I've heard another minister say that...
I wouldn't surprise me.
God okays abortion.
That's a lie from the pit
it
of hell.
It sure is. He's the giver of life, and he does not condone that.
Because that baby is not the woman's. That baby belongs to the Lord God. And you are in charge of that baby. And when you give birth, it's your charge to bring it up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And when you bring it up in anything else, God will hold you accountable for that.
That's right.
Whether you like it or not. Now, you know, we have had a number of things from Myanmar.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about India.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Where's India
at? It was about the one you just talked about. The one we just talked about.
Oh, that one. Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, we don't want to miss that.
Yeah. I got down to Bibles for the World. I passed it up. Yeah, instead of the Karen, we'll get to them. But this one, and the reason we're bringing this up is because this is another report talking about the trouble in India with they call it the coronavirus, and this is a CBN article. But we heard it through a couple emails from our contacts, direct contacts from India.
Barnabas Aid, for one.
Yeah, and Barnabas Aid. There's the second one. Because Bibles for the Mideast, they have a, they send us information, and they've got a contact in Canada. And I've been in touch with this young woman up there concerning a lot of, you know, just a couple things when we first initial talked to her about them. But they started talking about this, how bad it was. And then it started hitting the news, and then CBN came out with this, calling it the coronavirus. And of course, here it says there's 386,452 new cases. And altogether, India has had 18.7 million cases since the pandemic began.
That's just astronomical.
But that's second only to the United States.
Wow.
And you see, the thing of it is that you look at that, 18.7 million cases. But India is one of the largest nations on Earth. And they have always been. There was a point we reported many, many years ago when India actually passed China in population. Now, I'm not sure where it is today because we haven't covered it. But at that time, China was, I mean, India was the most populous. It had just came out. Nevertheless, I mean, if you're going to be a most populated nation, you're going to have a lot of this stuff. More than 200,000 have died in India.
That's horrible.
Now, we knew from our other reports that the whole system has collapsed, that there's no place to put the bodies. And, of course, Hindus have a special way of burying their dead. And I suppose a lot of various groups do. But the morgues are full. What morgues there is, there's no... And the one big thing, and that is medicine. A lot of these people in India that are having COVID, they might be able to go into a private hospital, but they can't stay because it's too expensive. So they go in there, and they end up getting medicine, and they go home because they can't stay there.
Well, they're running out of oxygen. The one report I read, they were running out of oxygen and ventilators. They were having all kinds of issues and needing medical supplies, and I didn't know this either. But they've been producing the vaccine for the COVID vaccine, and they were sending it out to other countries, and now they've stopped doing it and they're keeping it for themselves.
Well, the thing of it is too, and I seen a story today about Microsoft. Microsoft is utilizing a lot of its fleet, and they're loading up. Planes with all kinds of things for India, and
that's good.
And I've seen the picture. There's just loads of stuff. You know, just boxes everywhere, and you know, big cargo.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. So Microsoft is doing that.
And Pakistan, which surprised me, was even helping India, and they are always warring with each other, India and Pakistan. But Pakistan even stepped up to help them.
And see, what you said something about no oxygen, and that's one of the biggest things. When you start needing oxygen, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, see, at the same time, now, Tower mentioned Barnabas Aid, and I connected both of these together. And because the first one was CBN, and this is from Barnabas Aid, we received two from Bibles for the Mideast, which works directly in the Middle East. They've got the Assembly of Loving God churches. They're all over the place. Quite a few of them. So the thing of it is that, you know, I can't emphasize to you enough, if you can afford it, to give to some of these, like Barnabas Aid, Samaritan's Purse, Bibles for the Mideast, even CBN open, sends stuff over there.
Open doors.
Yeah, persecution.com. And the reason we say that is because the WIBR Warren Radio has always had funds that we send off to various places. Barnabas is one, and we have a number of others. We don't divulge them all. We don't tell you what we send. It's just something we do. And, you know, and if you already send it, that's fine. Don't feel guilty. But the bottom line of it is that it is absolutely amazing. Now, Barnabas Aid makes a point that $15 will provide a family food pack to last a month. And a month is a long time. And it includes rice, wheat flour, lentils, chickpeas, cooking oil, ginger, garlic, spices, and salt. Now, the ginger and garlic and spices, these are all Indian spices. So, no sense giving them the rice and the lentils if you're not going to give them the spices. You know, so you need to do that.
That's amazing that just $15 would feed that family for a month, and that's what they get, where we spend more than that on, I mean, it costs us way lot more than that.
Yeah, your average American family, it does. And so Barnabas Aid said they were already giving aid to 8,791 needy Christian families.
Well, that's awesome.
Which is around 50,000 people.
Wow.
So that's like the size of a mid, you know, a Midwestern city, a little bigger city in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So at any rate, you know, this thing is not over, but remember, we're in days. The gospel is going to go out. There's going to be persecution. Oh, and sign up to my newsletter. I've got a whole new newsletter set up now, and that's because I've been working on our websites. We've got the new book coming out. We've got a whole new, brand new bookstore and other add-ons to it, but we haven't. I'm not even finished with adding the stuff. But when the new book gets there, we'll be marketing it. And so check everything out over on danaglensmith.com and warren-usa.com. It's got a little bit of a new look to it, but basically you'll find a lot of information what we're doing over there as well. So check these things out, because we want to keep you informed. We want to keep in touch. And so check it out. Sign up for our newsletter. You need to pray for the brethren every day. We literally pray for the nations every day, Tower and I. And we go through this, and so it's very important that you pray for the brethren overseas. Oh, you're going to do the ethnic Karen.
Yes.
And I did the Iranians travel to Turkey, so this is you now.
Yes. Okay. This story comes to us from Barnabas Aid, and it's about the Myanmar's ethnic Karen group. And because of the horrors going on in the early months of this year, it's just been a horrible time for the Karen people. It's been marked by a huge upsurge in violence by the Myanmar armed forces. They fire mortars into the villages and fields, and even into the jungles. And the military is forcing the terrified villagers out of their homes and deeper into the jungle. And so they're not able to tend to their crops or animals. And the last weekend of March saw a fresh wave of airstrikes on the Karen people. And they were excited because Barnabas Aid was able to find them. And not many people know that where they're at. And Barnabas Aid found them, and they were able to bring them food, makeshift blankets, brought them blankets, baby formula, food, mosquito nets, which is very important, soap and other aids. And there's about 20,000 newly displaced ethnic Karen people hiding in the jungles of Myanmar. And many of them are Christians, so that's the good news. And they were excited that Barnabas Aid found them and said that God takes care of them. And he said, God takes care of us, sending you to bring us food. And now that we're here in this place and trying to survive, this Karen widow, her name is Paula, or that's what they call her. Her husband died when he stepped on a landmine 16 years ago, leaving Paula and her three children with three children and a baby. And it's been very difficult for her. She's 56, but she's come to know and love the Lord Jesus. And she's been on the move for the last 2 years, trying to find safety. And it's just, to me, I just don't understand why people do this to other people. But they're thankful for, you know, the food, and that although we have a hard life, God takes care of us. I am so grateful for what Jesus did for us on the cross, and that he is sending you to bring us food. And so their current needs are blankets, sleeping mats, mosquito nets, tarpaulins, rice, dry food, and medicines.
That, you know, when you read that, you know, you got to understand that there's more to life than America.
That's right.
There really is. And, you know, we hear these stories around the globe. And the uptick in Christian persecution, the uptick in a lot of things that are happening in the world, really does symbolize that we are indeed in the last days written about, warned by the apostles. And, you know, when you see so many people, now see, the picture here shows a bunch of children.
I know, I was going to talk about those children. A couple have a smile on their face. Some are real sober and serious. Others are, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going on. You can see the hurt in their face, and you can also see joy.
Well, and they also have their little packages they're hanging on.
Yeah, their blankets, yeah. Oh, they're beautiful little children. Makes me sad.
It is. It is sad. And, you know, it's just amazing, though, that, you know, children can be really, really resilient, you know, because you put them in a place where there's relative safety and where they can have food and be warm. Then they'll be kids again, and they'll just be playing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a jungle, though, in Myanmar, you know, speaking of another thing, what's that one series that we've been watching?
Dicing with Death.
Yeah, and this is on Amazon, and I don't care if you don't like Amazon, but the Dicing with Death, this is a world series. I mean, it is shot around the world by, and I can't remember the guy's name that did it. There's a number of them that are involved in this series. And it takes you into every nation, it seems like, in the third world, and shows you their life and what they're going through. An amazing, amazing.
And the struggles and what they have to go through to make a living, and they make pittance, you know?
So it, what it does is reveal to you the real world compared to where you live. So Dicing with Death, check it out. And the reason we tell you that is because it's education, folks.
I was shocked about, I didn't realize how bad some of these, the parts of the world are. Like Sierra Leone, they used to be a thriving country, and now
it's a mess.
Since they had the Civil War, they don't even have any electricity at all.
Now, see, when we were in Bible school, and it's early part of our ministry, this is mid-70s, towards the end of the 70s, and there was a couple of missionaries from Sierra Leone that we got to know. And so when we remember them and remember the program we just saw, they were saying it used to be a prosperous, good country. And we know that that would have been a time that they would have been there. And right now, of course, they're old and retired, but, you know.
They're probably with the Lord by now.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a long time because,
yes, it has.
Because Tower and I ain't young like we were before, so when we knew him. But, you know, when we watched the program, it was just gut-wrenching. It's just like, how could you be a missionary in that country like that?
Yeah, and one woman lost her husband, and she has 7 children, and she lives rent-free in a house of her brother's friend or something. And there's other people, that other women like that, that live there. And this woman has one small room, and it has no windows in it. That's where she sleeps with her children. Has no windows. And it's hot in the summer and cold in the winter. And it's wet, and the mattresses are rotting. And she takes her 7 children every day into this granite place, into this rock quarry, and they smash stones with hammers to make pebbles for construction.
It's an amazing thing when you think what people do. So next time, think about the people around the world, you know, especially as Americans. As Americans, we need to stop being so divisive. We need to wake up, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. Unfortunately, something terrible has to happen in this country, and millions will probably have to die before anybody gets their head out of their nether region, because we are so divided, so proud, so unbelieving, so hateful. It just, you know, if we can recover at all. But, you know, one thing I wanted to bring up is Syria. Because the Assyrian church, we do get some correspondence from them. And when ISIS went through Libya, Syria, they were in Libya. And then there's Syria and Iraq. It was a mess. And now there's 3 Syriac Christian groups that are working to unify with the Assyrians so that they can bring a good, strong Christian vision back to Syria. Well, there is a problem here. They have the Syriac Union Party, the Assyrian Democratic Party, and the Assyrian Democratic Organization. They don't know what to do about the Kurds. But they want to try to come together to try to heal their country and talk about a mess. Because when ISIS went through there, a lot of the Christians in the churches left. There's nobody left, not many of them anyway. It is just a mess over there for them. And Iran got involved over there. So it's not good. The reports that have come out of there for a couple of years now have not been any good for quite a while. It's still not totally safe over there. I find this interesting. Racist financial aid by the Biden administration. Now, this came out of CBN News. But, and I remember this when the Biden administration came out, that they wanted to, according to the USDA website, a loan forgiveness program within the American Rescue Plan of 2021. Now, that's part of the money that they came up and put a lot of money into.
Uh-huh.
And it'll pay up to 120% of loan balances for the Farm Service Agency, direct and guaranteed farm loans, among other things.
Hmm.
This is what the farmers use. But see, the problem with the Biden administration is they want only socially disadvantaged producers, which happen to be black, African, American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Hispanic, Latino, Asian American, or Pacific Islander. Farmers who happen to be white don't qualify.
That is crazy.
Isn't that a crock?
Yeah, that's racist.
It is, and it's against the Constitution.
Yeah.
But these bunch of dipwits got this whole package passed without any of us having to say so.
We didn't even know it was going to be buried deep inside the...
Well, see, the reason nobody knew about it is because they didn't have to tell you, because Pelosi had it all sewed up with Schumer. And the Republicans couldn't stop it. So at any rate, so Adam Faust told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, there should absolutely be no federal dollars going anywhere just based on race.
Yeah, and he's a dairy farmer.
And he says the economic impact of COVID-19 pandemic didn't hurt any race more than another as far as agriculture goes.
That's right.
And so they're going to court against the USDA.
I hope they win.
But this is one of the biggest trash pieces I've seen coming out. And this is what Biden is all about. Everybody he put up there in his cabinet was because of race. Everything had to do with race and liberalism.
And gender.
Yeah. They didn't care about anything other than race.
Yep.
And so, you know, this is their time. You know, and they're going to show us how it's done. So they've been biased and they have been racist and at the same time blamed the whites for everything. You know, the irony of this is that Schumer and Pelosi and Biden, they're all white.
Yeah.
You know, we'll lead the charge to destroy America. Go ahead. You know?
And because plaintiffs are ineligible to even apply for the program solely due to their race, they have been denied the equal protection of the law and therefore suffered harm. That's right.
Lindsey Graham said on this initiative, he says, if you're a white person, a white woman, no forgiveness from the USDA, that's reparations. What does that have to do with COVID?
Yeah.
Pat Toomey condemned it as unconstitutional. Congress shouldn't approve aid that would only go toward people of the right race.
Yeah.
And of course, that's exactly what Congress did. And that's the kind of people who are in charge of America today. And I guarantee you, this nation has no chance of making it if we continue to do that. You have a better chance of a snowball not melting in hell than you do of America making it based on this bull that we see here. This is the biggest load of bunk that I've seen. The only bigger bunk of bull crap that I've ever seen was when I was working on the farm and they sent me into the barn to clean up all the manure, but they failed to tell me that the manure was covered by a foot of liquid manure and pee. Yeah, that's gross, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I was working in that barn, pulling that up, and it goes, and it'd splash all over you. And there was a big pile out there. Now, see, that was pretty big. But the stuff that Biden is putting out and the Democrats, that's probably 2 to 3 times what I cleaned up. What was out in that pile.
Yuck.
Yeah, and that's coming out of Washington, folks. And it's coming out of your liberal states. Now, if you're voting liberal, you're a dipwit. Plain and simple, you should be voting American and voting for everybody together unified.
That's right.
And if you're a Christian and if you're a ministry and you sit on your butt and do nothing and you think liberalism and killing babies is okay, you're a knucklehead. And I have some worse words for you. You're disgraceful. I'm ashamed of this country when it does this stuff. Now, let's see. We do have a few minutes. Did you want to do that?
Sure. This next story comes to us from Samaritan's Purse. Humanitarian aid in a war zone. And this is in northern Ethiopia. The Samaritan's Purse teams are continuing to deliver food, shelter, and other relief to families facing uncertainty in northern Ethiopia. And when the violence reached Livia's town, this 28-year-old mother fled on foot with her 1-year-old son. And they traveled many miles, sleeping in churches and schools along the way, and they finally arrived at a safe place in Tigray. Excuse me. The only shelter they could find was yet another school where many other families had already settled. And there's thousands of displaced families that are continuing to arrive in this Tigray region of Ethiopia. And Livia said she'd been living there 4 months. She has to sleep outside with her baby because the rooms are full. She doesn't know where her family is. The phones are not working. She doesn't know where they're staying, if they're dead or alive. These are unspeakable horrors, you know, that these people have to put up with, and the hardship. And they walk every day for weeks without access to adequate food. And since November of last year, hundreds of thousands of people have come to the more populated area of Tigray for refuge. And thousands more continue to arrive each day. Many of them are filled with terrible fear for their loved ones and without hope for future peace. And the lack of shelter and inadequate food has been a continual struggle, even as young children face the risk of malnutrition. So the Samaritan's Purse has been providing shelter. They have access to clean drinking water, and they're offering relief to these families that are hurting. So that's another good ministry to help out.
Well, you know, we've been talking about Tigray and Ethiopia.
Yes, we have.
For quite a while. And it's good to know that. And Samaritan's Purse is all over the place.
Yeah, and they, with their initial DC-8 flight in February and subsequent trips to the region, they've airlifted more than 135 tons of relief to Tigray. Critical items include supplemental food, shelter materials, water treatment supplies, and more. That's good.
I think that's great.
Me too.
And you know, Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham, has spoken against what's been going on in America, you know, against abortion and many other moral issues. And when he took his team into New York City, he was treated badly.
Yeah, to help with the COVID, he set up a hospital.
Yeah. And I've never seen a bunch of moronic ingrates as I did with Cuomo and the other people, the officials in New York, the officials, the governor. You know, it was sickening the way that they, you know,
were treated. Yeah.
And, you know, the thing of it is, they're always the first or close to the first on the scene if there's something major happening in America.
You better
thank God that we have somebody, some organization like that. And they're not the only one. But I can tell you, he's the most visible.
And they were the only one. And I don't remember what country it was, but they were the only ministry that went to this country to help with the Ebola epidemic.
And the Ebola's coming back again.
Yeah.
What country? Was that the Congo? Democratic?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that they talked about it on Sierra Leone.
You know, that's it's just amazing, folks. There's just so much happening. It's time to make sure you're in tune with the Lord, and there's some important things happening, some things that you need to be aware of. And you know, the WIBR Warren Radio for over two decades has been covering a lot of issues, preaching and teaching. And we don't even do news anymore. Many years ago, I had done news for years. And the only time we're bringing you news is when we're talking about stuff like the persecuted church. And the rest of the time, our shows are the Word of God. And that's the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. I don't care about news of any sort other than this kind. And while we keep informed and we talk about it, the bottom line of it is that you need to focus for these end of days. And so,
amen.
We're going to have to get out of here pretty soon. We do have some time, a few minutes.
Did you want to do that other story?
No.
Okay. Well, be sure to join us tomorrow night for Battle Lines, Isaiah's Prophetic Ministry, Part 88. Is that correct?
I think it's 90.
Really? Have we gone that far?
Yeah, we're
in behind.
Part 90. Yeah, and
Part 90. Wow.
And we're still discussing the Day of the Lord, some of that stuff there. So.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Well, when you look at what's happening, you think about the Day of the Lord.
You do.
And don't forget to go by warren-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Be sure to tell other people about it. We are on a lot of social sites. Tower has told you a little bit about it, and we've been on a lot of networks in our Watchman Alert Radio Network, and we do end up adding them all the time. So even on our own website, I can't say for sure we've got that thing totally updated. So we just... we're trying to get on as many areas as we can. And we have many, many years ago. We were on shortwave. We were on satellite and FM. Now we just do exclusively through the internet. We've had on our websites, we've had just about somebody from every, we've had a visit from just about every nation on earth that's online, literally. So we are reaching out in these end of days. We're reminding you about the persecuted church, and we're bringing the Word of God as often as we can. We're small, and we've managed to do this because of how we live. And, you know, we're not in a $3 million, $1 million, $500,000, $200,000, nor even a $50,000 home. You know, we do this. For the Lord, it's the end of days, and we need your prayers. And if you want to give to a ministry, you know, look at these persecuted people and find a ministry that helps them. You're always welcome to help us out. We do have those that help us financially because we do need help as well. But I'll never, never quit telling you to support the brethren by helping the ministries that are overseas with boots on the ground. That's important.
Yes, it is.
So we got to get out of here.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. We love you. And remember, we're praying for you. I know that there's a lot of people struggling out there, and we're lifting you up before the Lord. Take heart. Look to Him in all your struggles, and He is with you. He'll make a way. So, good night, everybody. Stay safe.
Shalom, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.